On 18 to 8, partly cloudy today, 22 for your Saturday, if you're making weekend plans, at least. Partly cloudy, pretty much the same, around 23.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday will be very different. Showers, possible late storm, and 23 degrees.
Oh.
See what's going on here.
Shut up! The footy's on the radio! On the footy ground, he's Frio's best and fairest. On your radio, he's our man inside the Dockers. Lachie Neal on Mix 94.5.
Mr. Game 100, let's get into it. Lachie Neal, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, the Tigers, what's the Dustin Martin plan?
Yeah, there's been a bit of talk about that already. Dustin Martin. Fantastic player, obviously, and not sure if we can stop him, but there'll be a couple of options, I suppose. I'm not privy to the match committee conversations, but Connor Blakely's done some fantastic jobs on some gun midfielders, but we've also got some pretty good mids ourselves with Fifey and Dave Mundy, who are a similar size and similar strength to Dusty. So whether we just play on him and work off him a bit and go that way, or whether Connor gets a job, or not too sure yet, but he'll be hard to stop.
It was a great win last week against my Bombers, and I was watching the game on the telly and I thought we had you. But then in the second half of the game, you guys totally ran over the top of them. It was a great effort.
Yeah, it was a really interesting game, and we weren't playing anywhere near our best footy in the first half, and to Essendon's credit, they were playing some pretty good footy, and defensively we were pretty off, and they were gutting us up the middle and scoring pretty easily, so we had to tighten up and get back to our brand of footy that we know we can play, and once again we were able to deliver in the second half and come out and play some decent footy.
Mate, I'll just show you, you're privy to what I sent Matt about a minute after the siren. That is the Dockers
the logo
going on. But, mate, 100 games, how does it feel?
Yeah, to be honest, it hasn't really sunk in, I don't think. It's obviously going to be a proud moment to play 100 games for this great footy club, and there's a lot of people that have helped me along the way to get to where I am at the moment, but hopefully there's a lot more to be written and a lot more games to play.
You'll have to forgive me for asking this. Did you play for anyone before the Dockers?
I played for Glenelg in Adelaide in the Sandful, but no other AFL side.
Oh, okay, great. So straight to them.
Yeah, straight over here from South Australia. So it was a big move, but loving it over here.
And you didn't go home, and you've had a say over the past week or so about Fifey. It's it's a tough time. You know, you're trying to work out what you're going to do, and you've got management taking care of things, and you seem to be quite praiseworthy of the way Fifey's handling things.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I've mentioned before, I went through a pretty similar situation last year, and he's handling himself really well in terms of on the field and off the field, and he's our captain, leads by example once again on and off the field, and it's a bit of a process, these things. It's not just going to happen overnight, so I sort of know what he's going through.
It really is a topsy-turvy season. I guess you think that most seasons, but this year just seems incredible. We said it on Monday with Dennis, you know, that of all of the games last weekend, the teams that won were below the team they beat when the game started, which is just, if you're trying to tip, it must be a nightmare.
Yeah, tipping nightmare. But the Bulldogs last year winning from seventh hasn't been done before, and the evenness of the competition, I think, is fantastic for supporters and members, but also players as well. You go into every game thinking that you're a chance to win, and that's what you want. There's probably been seasons past where teams go in heavy, heavy favourites and usually get the job done, whereas this year it's very even, and you can just look at the ladder and see how even the competition is.
Mm. And mate, you were part of that 2013 grand final side that played at the G. So much has happened in those 4 years since, but just a few weeks ago, the win against Melbourne, so Sunday's game at the G again. Are you guys getting a bit of experience under your belts for all of these young players at the hallowed turf of the G?
Yeah, exactly. It's obviously the most famous stadium in the AFL, and it's really good for our young guys to get the experience and exposure on there. And I think this weekend there'll be a pretty big crowd. Richmond have a lot of supporters, and they always get sort of 50, 60,000 there at the G. So it'll be a great experience for the guys. But once again, that won't get it done. We've got to go out there and deliver. So we look forward to it.
Mm.
Well, good luck, and stick around, because Pritter is about to come in. Matt Pritter's going to come in to just let you know his feedback on how you went washing his car.
After the derby,
yeah, that was interesting.
He's been doing some washing, and mate, you have a win and they're singing the song for you. Keep those eyes shut, because those energy drinks will sting like buggery.
Yeah, it will. Thanks, guys.